Sanhedrin Perek Beis Mishnah. Hey, the last of the Perek. We're still talking about Jewish kings here, but instead of talking about what the king can cannot do, we're focused in this Mishnah about how the people ought to relate to the king. So the basic, you know, governing principle here is that the Pasuk says that we should place a king upon ourselves. It says, Som tasim alecha melech, you shall place a king above you. The Mishnah itself will quote that Pasuk. But the drasha is, it says like alecha, which is like upon you, instead of lecha, for you. So since it doesn't say appoint for yourselves a king, brother, it says appoint upon yourself a king. He has to be sort of above you, meaning psychologically above you in terms of respect, reverence, awe, fear. And that being the case, there are all sorts of restrictions on how we relate to the king. The Mishnah basically focuses on just kind of two general points. The first is Ein Rochven al Suso. A person can't ride on his horse. Ven Yoshven al Kiso. A person can't sit in his chair. And Ven Mishtamshim Misharvito. A person can't use his scepter. If it's the king's, it's uniquely for the king's use and nobody else, assuming it's something which is, you know, designated for the king. It's associated with him. So, of course, his horse is his horse. Here, Kiso doesn't necessarily mean his throne. I mean, yes, you cannot sit in the king's throne. But more than that, like if the king just has, you know, his comfy chair that's his for reading his newspaper in, or where he sits around the dining room table, no one can sit in that chair either. Same goes with the scepter, of course, that's his unique scepter. But any kli, if the king has his own, you know, favorite shtender he likes to use, or book he likes to read from, or anything else, they're the king's, and no one else can use those things, both during the king's lifetime and even after his death. And that being the case, the din is that once the king dies, all his possessions essentially are burned, so no one can use them anymore. As far as his like servants and slaves, so those, of course, are not burned, God forbid. They can, yes, be used by a subsequent king, meaning the king's successor. And according to the Rambam, who has concubines, Pilagshim is a possibility for a Jewish king, so then that same would apply to the Pilagshim as well. Now, secondly, the king has to remain dignified and therefore seen only in a dignified way. So says the Mishnah, the Ein Roen Oso Keshu Mistaper. You may not look at the king while he's being groomed, getting his hair cut. This was a daily occurrence. There's a requirement. The Pasuk says, this is a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Melech Biyafyo Techazena Einecha. Your eyes shall behold the king Biyafyo in his splendor, his glory, his beauty. And that being the case, the king always has to look fully groomed, so he gets a daily haircut, and in the middle of that, of course, since he's not in a dignified position, no one has any business looking at him. Obviously, the barber would be exempted from that prohibition, but in general, people can't see him that time. And similarly, velo kashu arom, velo bebeis amerchatz, and not when he is undressed, and not when he is in the beis amerchatz, like in the public bathhouses. Now, it's hard to know exactly the difference between what it means to be arom, undressed, and the merchatz. So some learn we're talking about even in the merchatz, where it's normal to be undressed, still you cannot see the king there because it's so undignified. It doesn't matter, it's not like, I wouldn't call it unsnias, because it's not to know to be undressed in the merchatz, in the mikvah. That's how you go to a mikvah, is dignified, that's how it's normal. But it's certainly not the kavod that the king requires. Others learn the two separate things altogether here. We're saying you can't see the king when he's undressed. That's one story. And secondly, you can't see the king in the merchatz, period, even if he's fully dressed, because the merchatz is not a dignified place for the king to be and be observed. So it's a private place. If the king's going to go to the bathhouse, to the spa, to the sauna, to the jacuzzi, to whatever it is, he does that in private, and no one's allowed to watch him do that kind of thing. Shneamar, the proof text, the base of all these halachas is, as I said before, Som tasim alecha melech, you shall place above yourself a king. Shetei a maso elecha, that the reverence of the king should always be upon you. And with that, Baruch Hashem, we finish the second parak of Maseches Sanhedrin, and going on now to parak Shlishi.